Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by George Goncalves, MUFG's Head of U.S. Macro Strategy. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Welcome back to the podcast, George.
Hi, John. Great to be back on with you as always.
Yeah, good to have you back. And it's been a while. And since it has been a while since the last podcast, why don't we open the episode by catching our listeners up with your latest views? I'd also be curious what you're hearing from our clients. I know you're recently going coast to coast visiting clients. What is the buy side thinking here?
Yeah, no, it's I think it's been about a month or so. We're going to have to work on that and get myself back in the podcast studio more often. But in general, I think we've, Q1 is coming to an end, wrapping up soon in the coming 2 weeks. And we started off a year where it felt like we were thrown a curveball, which was the title of our last piece that we published, in the sense that inflation has kind of proven to be more sticky. It's actually bounced higher. But then we also saw stronger employment data, at least initially, and that's since been revised lower. So I think, we're in this period where it really does lend itself to be a period of data dependent. And I think that's also true for the Fed as well as investors. Investors, started off the year generally optimistic with a real big bias more towards the strategies that have worked and really on the back of 2023 and that large rally in fixed income as well as risk assets. And the proxy for us in fixed income was really credit-based instruments really were large recipients of inflows and further mandates towards credit because of the better Sharpe ratio. So I think we're at this point where investors I think have done their year ahead type asset allocation portfolio balancing. And at the same time, though, because of the data, it's not clear if we're going to be trending in one direction or another, although there's a lot of optimism that we're in this potentially no landing, which I don't subscribe to, and at best, maybe soft landing if the Fed were to start to ease, in my view. But there is this no landing narrative out there. There's a view that maybe the Fed doesn't have to cut because data is proven to be more resilient. I just say it's important to kind of take a step back and realize it's one or two data prints. It doesn't make a trend yet, and we have to be careful. And you're seeing that in terms of sentiment amongst investors that we both have visited as well as spoken to over the course of the last two months. And really, it creates an environment where positions are now in play, convictions are low, investors are closer to their benchmarks and not really placing an overweight sort of bet on either duration, but they're comfortable holding on to their current positions. And I think a lot of people are now waiting on what the Fed does next, both with the upcoming meeting, but the subsequent meetings. Are they going to cut ever in 2024? What are they going to do with QT? So I think that's where we're at. We're in this kind of holding pattern. People are positioned. Now they're kind of waiting to see what comes next.
Yeah, I think that's well said. There's been a pretty large repricing of Fed forwards, coincident with that strong data that you mentioned, and it sets us up pretty nicely to with the market really pricing three rate cuts this year, exactly as the December FOMC dots showed up. So sitting right on the precipice of the March FOMC meeting, that seems about right. So why don't we move on to what we should be expecting from the Fed at the March FOMC meeting? As a reminder to our listeners, we are recording this podcast on Tuesday, March 19th. That's just one day before the Fed concludes its two-day policy meeting with the statement, the quarterly summary of economic projections, as well as Chair Powell's press conference. So George, without going through the entire piece, let's share what you're thinking in terms of the Fed with our listeners and give kind of a brief summary of the FOMC preview.
Well, as our title for our FOMC preview is Leave Them Dots Alone, suggesting that the Fed should not be so quick to change their forecasts every single quarter and let this one see through. And if the economy is getting stronger or maintaining resilience, they have plenty of time by the middle of the year to dial back expectations further. A combination of all the various Fed speakers, Chair Powell's pushback as well, has taken, nearly rate cut expectations down in half, right? And back to their own forecast. So if you're the Fed, you have the market where you want it. They priced out March and largely May too, and it's really now coming down to a June, July start if they do embark upon easing. So my view is that, look, it's going to be a tough call. It always is, but I think that the Fed will likely just maintain the three cuts that are priced in, although mathematically it won't take too much to see only two cuts in the forecast for 2024. I think that they can save that for a later date if they see further evidence of inflation not coming down to their target, as well as just the jobs data maybe proves to be more resilient. That's not the view that I share, but if that's what indeed happens, they can wait instead of always having to, changing direction every 3 months on this, creates unnecessary volatility as well. So I think that they should be pleased the market has come to their forecasts. And, which we've discussed both with clients as well as internally, that the idea around what is three dots or and what is the three cuts that are priced in, perhaps the market is already pricing in only two cuts, but with the option of a third in case the economy does decelerate or some sort of tail event happens. So in many ways, two versus three, we're really splitting hairs, and the market might be overthinking this at this point. The good part about all of this is that this is largely in the price. So, going into the Fed meeting, if the market is already kind of discounted and hedged themselves for this potential outcome, it might not necessarily be a massive sort of shock when it does happen. And I think we've seen that, in other examples of other central banks where it's so well televised, like we can discuss the BOJ, like the same sort of action there this past evening. So I do think that Fed price action in the short term rates have largely kind of come to a place where both markets and the Fed are in balance. They should be happy about that. And if they do keep with three cuts for this year and they tweak their other forecasts, you might get some sort of a relief rally, but it won't be massive. So I think that's probably the most optimal outcome, a low vol Fed event, too soon to tell what comes next. So I'm in the kind of neutral hold. And if I'm wrong on that, and let's say that, that there actually is only two cuts projected in the actual interest rate forecasts by the Fed, the median that works out to only two cuts for 2024. It really matters then what Powell says in the press conference as well. If he substantiates it and says, yes, we're focusing on higher for longer and two cuts is really all we need, that's a very hawkish outcome. And then we would see a pretty decent sell-off in all asset classes. But I don't think that's going to be his mindset. I think he's probably happy where things are. So you could have a scenario where the dots do come out with two cuts at 2 o'clock and then at 2:30 to 3, as Chair Powell's answering questions from the press corps, he kind of downplays, don't like focus on the dots. We're not beholden to the dots, and that two cuts probably are not enough. Like, so if he says anything like that, the market kind of rallies right back anyway. So I think we're largely priced in, and it really would require Powell being hawkish and going out of his way to really get the markets to sell off here.
Okay, great. So again, George is expecting a neutral hold where the Fed participants where the median dot for of all the Fed participants still shows three cuts in 2024, risk to only two cuts, and that's certainly something we've heard from our clients, a lot of questions on that, so that makes sense to me. But it will, as George says, all come down to what Powell says. Does he kind of guide you away from those dots, or does he, what seems kind of unlikely, George, as you mentioned, but is he, kind of stick this or toe this hawkish line? But again, I would very much encourage our listeners to review George's recently published March FOMC preview, Leave Them Dots Alone. And if you are still not receiving George's strategy reports, do check out the MUFG research portal at www.mufgresearch.com, where you can sign up to receive all of your favorite MUFG research. Great stuff as always. Thanks for coming on the podcast, George.
Thanks, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.